Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. This is Brekkie with Crossy here on Kix Country and out, I think, officially tomorrow. But we're going to play it very soon because we're pretty keen on it. We've been lucky enough to have, well, I'm on a Zoom call. Obviously, this is on the radio, so that's going to be hard. But I can see Nick, Tom, Preston, Chris. We got the Wolf Brothers, Low Cash. Hey, guys, four people on the same Zoom call. This will be fun.
Zeppy, hey. This is big.
How you doing, Crossy? You good?
Oh, fantastic, guys. And it's great to catch up with all of you. It really is. And in a way, I was just thinking about this. This is a collaboration between two literal brothers and two guys who I've spoken to before who said basically being in a group together and even releasing an album called Brothers.
Yeah.
This is an international,
we're the Wolfpack now.
International bro fest here.
You are the bros.
We thought about joining a man band, and these guys are perfect for this.
What's the hangover saying? You know, joining the Wolfpack. These guys have now joined the Wolfpack. We're now a four man.
It's like a cult, isn't it?
The Wolfpack grew by two.
Yeah, it did. Very cool.
So I got to ask, you know, how did the collaboration come about? Is this something that it was a chance meeting, or did other people say, you guys should get together? How did it happen?
Well, look, this really did come around through COVID. Like, me and Nick are really big fans of these guys. We actually played a show with these guys, I think it was 2016, in the middle of Indiana. We played on the fairground next to the corn dog stand with literally two people watching us. We then walked into the arena and these guys are playing to thousands and thousands of adoring fans. But it was such a great show. Like, you could just feel the energy they were creating. It was really cool. And we've been big fans ever since. And then, this sort of came around really during the COVID lockdown. We sort of put it out there and said, we sort of thought, well, who would we love to work with? We thought, well, we love these guys. We love the sound. I wonder if they'd love to do a song with us. And here we are, Crossy. We're four-pan Wolfpack. It's working out.
Well, I guess I asked Preston and Chris, you know, did you guys know much about it? Or did you even go, okay, well, let's do this, and then go and listen to what Tom and Nick have done before?
Man, I tell you what, everybody knows the Wolf Brothers. I mean, they're blowing up all over the place right now. And so there was no secret about who these boys were. And like they said, you know, we've crossed paths out on the road. And Chris and I pay close attention to who's playing all the stages, the same crowds, how the crowds are receiving them. And these guys have always been just really good dudes. And we've been watching the charts, man. I mean, over in Australia, we were watching the charts. They were just ding, ding. I mean, just running the show. And we're like, well, at first we were like, who's these Wolf Brothers, man? They are rocking. And then all of a sudden, you know, fast forward some time, we figure out who they were. And then we got the request to work together. And, man, it was no doubt for us. Chris and I called each other and we're like, this sounds awesome. This sounds like a blast. We listened to the song and the song was a smash. It's a first listen smash. And we're like, man, I remember thinking to myself, I wish I wrote this song. This is a big one. And Chris and I, the problem was we couldn't even get into the studio at the time because of COVID and everything was on lockdown. And so we actually recorded in our houses and sent the vocals over to Lindsey Rhymes, the producer, and the rest is history. I mean, these guys, they brought it all home with the mixes and everything. And it's a big credit to technology right now, too. Cool how it all came together.
You might hear one of my little girls in the background screaming when they were downstairs.
That's like, if there's a little girl that's going to be screaming, it's probably going to be Tom's little one. Who
I really understand that now more than ever.
It's a weird process over the last 12 months, but I do think there is certainly a lot more scope for collaborations across country now that everyone's all of a sudden used to this kind of Zoom stuff and writing over Zoom. Is that something that you all look to take further with maybe different artists across continents and things like that?
Yeah, I reckon you'll see a lot more of that going forward. I just love the fact, I think, Preston, you were saying you recorded your vocals in your wardrobe.
I did in the closet.
Right. I love the fact that there's going to be a big song on the radio that the vocals were done in a wardrobe. That's just
next to his undies drawer, Herbie.
Every time I tell you to this day, every time I walk over and get a pair of socks out of my drawer, I'm like, "Yep, we're really starting something."
Fantastic.
Guys, I just want to touch on quickly something that we talked about before we started today. Chris, you had COVID. I mean, we don't get the chance to catch up with many people that have had that, and it wasn't exactly particularly a fun experience.
Mine was pretty bad. Only 15% get what I got, which is horrible. I have no idea how
makes
I got
you special.
It, yeah, that's what it is. They just picked me. I got COVID and I was hurting, and we know we're trying to shoot the video for the boys and stuff. And it, trust me, it made me mad every time. I was like, I gotta wait how long? And so I get it, and it started as a flu, and then I got double pneumonia from it, which is it got pretty bad. Nowhere near like people dying or anything like that, because I really feel like they have a good take on kind of the death rate is way, way down, because I feel like we know a little bit more about it. You know, we could definitely take care of it. The only thing that I wanted when I went to the hospital, and my oxygen never dropped, which was fantastic, even though I had pneumonia. And I was like, I need that miracle drug that you're giving everybody. It just goes away. I want that one.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're not old enough for that. I'm like, so since I'm young, I have to suffer? And they're like, no, your oxygen level never dropped. So they never gave it to me. But when I was on the way out, I was like, looking around, asking the nurses, I'm like, y'all know where that redness, whatever it's called? I'm like, y'all know where that is? Do I need to take that? But I'm up, man, and alive and happy. I can't wait for this song to come out. And these boys rock, man. We're excited. And I can't wait to do the video, too. So,
yeah, definitely. We're very much keen. We're going to play it soon. But I also want to touch on, you know, it's not just Preston and Chris from Low Cash are also on this song, but some of the people behind it, the producer and the writer, like some pretty big names. Like, I know Lindsay Rhymes, who is an Aussie, but he's worked with so many amazing artists, Jordan Brooker as well.
Yeah, we've written a lot with Jordan. And, yeah, look, I mean, we have a great relationship. One of our biggest songs, Hey Brother, was with Jordan, which is, of course, written for our veterans. And, yeah, we wrote this a few years ago with Jordan, and he nearly cut it. And then a few years later, we were doing this record, and we thought, I don't know, this is too good to not to be cut. And here we are. And what's really cool is Lindsay's worked a lot with these boys as well.
So
we love the sound, and I think it's a really – it's a fit. It's a match that really, really works on this one. So very, very cool.
And I got to say, this is probably one of the new singles from a new album, which I believe is coming pretty soon. I have a date here, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. So if you guys want to say it.
Let's not reveal. No,
I was going to say it. Crossy can do whatever he wants to do.
Oh, well, what I want to know is, how are you feeling going into this album? Obviously, the last one was such a, you know, a landmark of such a different direction for you guys, being the Wolf Brothers. How are you feeling this next one?
Really good. It's been such a process to get to releasing an album. I cannot wait to have it out. It feels really good. I actually sat and listened to it for the first time again last night, and I think we've really pushed our sound in some places, and we've done some things we haven't done before, while still keeping that Wolf Brothers true to ourselves. So I think it's some of our best work yet. So I'm really excited to for people to hear this, and let's hope this starting something is a world smash. And for the next 2 years, it's the Wolf Brothers Low Cash Wolf Pack Tour. That's what we're doing.
Let's
bring that on. I will speak of tours, playing shows and that again. I've talked to a couple of artists, and they found one of the biggest struggles is actually not remembering the new stuff that they may have recorded during COVID, but it's remembering the songs for their old songs, you know, remembering those lyrics and how they go. How's everyone coping?
Man, I was telling Chris a couple nights ago, I said, man, we're about to be in Tulsa and we're about to forget all the words to all the songs. So, I mean, there hasn't been a chance to really rehearse. So hopefully it's like riding a bike. You just get on and go, and hopefully it'll all come back to us, you know?
Yeah, certainly a few bit of rust on the cogs. We started doing shows again recently, and like for example, it wasn't even just the gig side of it; it's like the traveling side of it. You know, you just work into such a routine, like with which bags you carry with you at all times, stuff like that. Our drummer left his actual like main suitcase in the hire car, checked in through the airport, and then he's like, "I don't even have my like bag with my entire life in it." And then, It's just, I guess that seems like it would be pretty hard to do, but I guess just when you're out of the routine, it's easy to do. But we'll get back into it, I'm sure. Be good.
Well, guys, we're going to play the song now. Nick, Tom, Preston, Chris, it's great to see this collaboration across countries, and I'm sure we're going to see more of it in the future, and cannot wait until maybe we get to see all you guys on the same stage playing together at some big festival. But thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Crossy.
Thanks, Crossy.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.